dictation for Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Nestle. N-E-S-T-L-E. July 14, 48. Address as a letter to John J-O-N Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A-C, 828-6853. Dear John, J-O-N, consultation for Mrs. Nestle with change of kidney function. There has been increased edema. Does not restrict fluid. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies urinary symptoms of infection, cloudiness, or blood. The minor constipation is chronic. She is hard of hearing. She walks daily without associated claudication symptoms, chest pain, palpitation, orthopnea, PND, or dyspnea. Denies any rash. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes for about 2 years, hyperlipidemia. She denies hypertension, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIA's stroke, does have palpitations, but apparently no heart abnormalities, denies heart attack procedures, denies rheumatic fever, endocarditis, congestive heart failure, or valve abnormalities. No gastrointestinal bleeding. She's not aware of anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. Some sinus congestion, which is chronic for years. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgeries in the past included fundoplication, hiatal hernia many years ago, gallbladder, colonoscopies. There has been prior shingles, osteoarthritis, next paragraph, medications, prior metformin discontinue, exposure to Aleve no more than 2 times a month, takes Lipitor, Glipizide, Metoprolol, Protonix, a number of vitamins, low-dose aspirin, also takes for allergies Zyxal, Z-Y-X-A-L, next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 134, blood pressure 138.58, I check it was 170.78 on the right, 138.70 on the left. She's hard of hearing, but no respiratory distress, no gross ischemo-causal joint abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no palpable neck masses, thyroid carotid bruise or JVD, no palpable liver spleen ascites masses, no gross edema, no focal neurological deficit. She wears glasses, has her own teeth. Next paragraph, chemistries. There was a change of kidney function. Urine sample, February, no blood, no protein. anemia 11.2 at that time with a normal white blood cell platelets. In March, creatinine of 1.6, at that time high calcium 10.9, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, glucose was in the 130s. Back in May, the creatinine did improve to 1.4, persistent high upper normal potassium, calcium went back to normal, GFR 39, PTH not elevated, phosphorus not elevated, diabetes A1C 6.3, anemia 11.1 with a normal white blood cell and platelet, and again, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Next paragraph. Since I saw her in the office July 9, she was admitted to the hospital. For atrial fibrillation, was given Cardizen, converted to sinus rhythm, creatinine stabilizing around 1.55, representing a GFR 35. At that time, potassium normal, calcium normal. Persisting anemia 10.8, MCD close to 100. Consistently negative urine for blood, protein, or cells. Thyroid studies were normal. I did send testing for free light change without evidence of monoclonal protein. A new echocardiogram was done, normal ejection fraction 57, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, so otherwise no valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question related to hypertension, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office was not well controlled, does have anemia without evidence of monoclonal protein, the new atrial fibrillation converted to sinus rhythm. I'm going to request a kidney ultrasound and potentially a renal arterial Doppler to assess for renal artery stenosis. She's going to monitor blood pressure at home. We will adjust medications accordingly. End of dictation.